Somebody told me to check a wiki. Isn't that that totally crazy idea that anybody can edit a page? And wouldn't that just result in the total chaos? Also, why is it called wiki? What does that even mean? Confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about wiki. When people say a wiki, they usually mean a collaboratively edited hypertext publication managed by its audience through a web browser. Well, actually, they probably don't mean that, but that's what a wiki is. Wikis are different than other content management software in that they're not built around authorship. WordPress, for instance, focuses on blog posts. Each post has a time when it was posted and an author. But the connections between posts are less important. I mean, there'll be categories, there'll be tags, but the time in which it was posted and the author especially are the main focus on a blog. Wikis, on the other hand, focus on pages of content and their connections to each other. You might have a page about ponies, and that page leads you to links to pages about horses, categories of animals, and possibly related animated TV adventures. While the page will have a list of editors and who edited what, that's going to be there, it's likely to have a lot of those editors, and they'll be off the main page. The focus is on the content and how it fits into the rest of the instance of the wiki. The other thing about wiki is that they're super easy to edit. Software known as a wiki engine governs the editing, usually through some kind of simple markup language or even just a rich text editor. And the user collectively edits and defines the rules for posting. The group of users do that because there's going to be a lot of them. Editing tends to be wide open, though access controls can and do exist. Wikipedia is, of course, the most famous version of a wiki, or technically a collection of wikis, but it was not the first, not by a long shot. Wikipedia came along in January 2001. The first wiki was launched March 25th, 1995. Programmer Ward Cunningham wanted to make it easier for programmers to share ideas. He was inspired by Apple's HyperCard, which was kind of a forerunner of the web. It used hypertext and other hypermedia. It let users create stacks of cards with links between the cards. Cunningham wanted to take that idea and make a place where programmers could quickly create and edit interlinked information with each other. The still young World Wide Web was perfect for this, so he put his wiki on his company's website, C2.com, where it lives to this day. You can still go there. He was originally going to call it Quick Web. Imagine that world, where we go to Quickipedia and we all edit our quickies. Perish the thought. Thankfully, he was inspired by the Honolulu Airport Terminal Shuttle called the Wiki Wiki Shuttle. Wiki is a Hawaiian word for quick, so he named his new website the Wiki Wiki Web. It ran on software written in Perl, which was later named the Wikibase. His idea was for an open and easy way to build related pages of info, as we mentioned. In a book called The Wiki Way, Cunningham and Beaulieu described three things that made up their idea behind a wiki. One is that all users, not just experts, not just like primary editors, could create and edit pages in a plain old web browser. You didn't need any add-ons or extensions. Make it really easy for everybody to edit. Now, granted, many wikis restrict who the users are, and many have levels of editing privileges, but the wiki principle is that creation and editing is largely unimpeded, or as unimpeded as you can make it. To that end, they say the second important idea behind wikis is that it's not carefully crafted, like a traditional encyclopedia or help manual would be. Instead, it engages the typical user in an ongoing process of creation. And finally, it should promote meaningful topic associations between different pages, making it easy to create links and find out what pages exist. The focus is on the pages of info and how they connect with each other. In other words, lean toward wide open, large numbers of creators that are making meaningful information. Because of this culture, wikis usually have prominent edit buttons and are largely text-based. They tend to have simple layouts that can be maintained consistently across all the pages in the wiki instance's site. Links are the backbone of the wiki. Wiki software usually makes it much easier to create a link than if you were using bare HTML. In fact, in the original WikiWiki web, you just used camel case and boom, you had a link. If you don't know, camel case is the one where you have a capital word in the middle. You know, you smash the words together and you capitalize the first letter. So for example, let's say I wrote Greenville Comets, two words, Greenville and Comets, but I wanted that to link to a page on my high school women's basketball team. I would type Greenville Comets, no space, all one word, with the C in Comets still capitalized. Now, some still use this method while hiding it in the readable version of a page. So in our example, Greenville space Comets would be linked, but there'd be a space between Greenville and Comets. While others use a simple marker like brackets, that tends to be easier, especially if you've got one word, then you would have to insert some capital in there. Just put double brackets around it, and that'll be linked. Navigation in wiki-based sites is based on the link. So top-level category pages can be created by hand, just link to all the pages in a category, but some wiki software makes it a lot easier to maintain that by offering a way to display all the pages that link to a given page. So instead, you create a page and say it's in this category by linking it, and the category page would automatically include it. Wikis often let users tag a page with keywords as well. Most wikis also maintain some kind of version history, so you can see what edits were made, by who, and possibly why. One of the most counterintuitive aspects of wikis is their openness. While some wikis are restricted to users from within, say, a company, many are publicly editable by anyone. That often leads to the criticism that vandals would be able to destroy the reliability of an instance of a wiki. In general, a large and active enough community can quickly deal with such vandalism. However, at a certain scale, like the Wikipedia project, it can become too large to constantly monitor all the pages. But let's talk about some of the defenses. One of the main defenses against vandalism is making changes easy to see and therefore undo. Hence, the versioning that lets all the changes be visible to everybody and the easy editing that lets people just in a browser with a couple of clicks quickly revert things really does keep down a lot of the vandalism. Large wikis like Wikipedia also use bots because they have too many pages for humans to keep track of. Wikipedia uses a bot called ClueBotNG. It uses a little bit of machine learning to identify and revert vandalism. Other methods exist. You could allow instant edits from any IP address of a previously approved edit, or only allow edits from registered users. Larger wikis often have a role of administrator as well. That's a person that can lock a page if editors get in an edit war where they keep changing each other's edits. That lets the administrator use a discussion channel to help the community come to a decision about which version is most appropriate. There are four main general roles you'll see in wiki-based sites. The reader, that's somebody who just consumes what's written. An author, somebody who creates and edits pages. A wiki administrator, that's that person who can manage edits, lock pages when needed, even delete pages if necessary. And a system administrator who can install and maintain the wiki engine and the web server it runs on. Wikis also exist in an interesting legal space. Because you have multiple users, sometimes hundreds and thousands of users, contributing to the final product, and I use final loosely here because it's constantly being edited, the editors could be considered tenants in common, and you'd have to get all of them to approve republishing. With anonymous edits, that becomes entirely unworkable. However, most public wikis use an open content license, like the GNU Free Document license or Creative Commons license. That makes the rights clear. There may also be an implied license just based on the nature of a wiki, but that area of the law is largely unexplored. Wiki operators, and sometimes even the users, can also be held liable for the activities on their wiki instance. A wiki owner who shows indifference to content they could otherwise control could be held liable for it. And the big example of this is copyright. If you just let copyright infringement flourish, even when it's brought to your attention, you're going to land yourself in court, especially if you're making money off the site. And some argue that all users could also theoretically be held accountable for any defamation or libel on a wiki-based site, even if they didn't introduce it, since all users have the ability to remove content. However, that again is largely unexplored. But that lack of explored laws kind of shows that we haven't had a lot of disputes about this in the courts, and wikis have been around for a long time. People generally have resolved disputes before they get to that stage, at least so far. The set of all wiki, and particularly Wikipedia, is a rather interesting success story of the open web. In other words, I hope you know a little more about wiki.